I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Remember when you were younger and you could almost sleep standing up? Not so as you get older. Age brings with it change in sleep patterns, making it harder to get to sleep and then harder to stay asleep. Sleep is important for the brain, the heart, and lungs, plus protecting against disease and mood swings. It also affects your ability to function during the day. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. So if you would like a good night's sleep in your future, to learn a new skill, create lasting memories, or respond quickly to challenges, or even solve problems, I have a few suggestions to consider. Make your bedroom comfortable for sleep and keep the temperature not too cold or hot. Try to get daily exercise and keep active. Avoid napping in the late afternoon or evening. Avoid having caffeine late in the evening. Remove computers and cell phones and electronics from the bedroom. Restful sleep is a priority. Try reading an interesting book, listening to calming music, or take a warm bath. Keep listening for more healthy habits with Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Highway 41 near Toro Creek. Man sentenced to 230 years to life in state prison for sexual abuse of two children. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning and sunny, highs in the low 80s, 70s, it's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A driver was killed on Highway 41 yesterday morning after crashing into a tree. CHP received a report of the incident at about 7:01 a.m. on Highway 41 near the intersection of Toro Creek Road. A truck was found 30 feet off the road down an embankment, and the patient was confirmed dead about half an hour after the incident was first reported. Traffic was significantly impacted in the area as crews worked to clear debris from the crash. The roadway was under a full closure by 9 a.m. with major delays expected on the 41. The highway reopened later that day. No further information from CHP is available at this time. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside of the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. They managed to stop the fire into the room of origin, limiting its extension into the attic and living space. The residence was unoccupied at the time of the fire. No injuries were reported. The fire was caused by an electric exhaust fan. Man sentenced to serve 283 years to life in prison for sexual abuse of two children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A San Luis Obispo County man has been sentenced to serve 283 years to life in state prison for repeatedly sexually abusing two children. 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez was sentenced by Judge Rita Fetterman under the maximum term authorized by law and is ordered to register as a sex offender and pay $1 million in restitution for each survivor. The two victims were between the ages of 6 and 14 at the time of their abuse, from 2009 to 2023 in Paso Robles. The district attorney commended the two victims for their extraordinary courage, who came forward and endured the difficult process of seeing justice. The DA's office also wants every survivor of sexual abuse to know they are not alone and help is available. The County Department of Agriculture, Weights and Measures completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter, or GWSS, in a local nursery. GWSS is an invasive insect that feeds on the fluids of many plant species and poses a serious threat to agriculture as it can spread bacteria that causes Pierce's disease, a fatal grapevine disease that threatens vineyards. The department received a report of a single GWSS and deployed staff on August 4th to the detection site. After completing the survey, they did not find any additional GWSS or evidence of an established population. The city of Atascadero will be conducting a DUI checkpoint this Friday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are determined based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Atascadero Police reminds the public that drivers facing a first-time DUI can be charged an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. Funding for this program was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th, from 7 to 9 a.m. The The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session of Coffee with the Cup will also include dispatch staff. Today is the first day of school for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Almond Acres Charter Academy, Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Shandon School Districts. Students in the Templeton Unified School District will start school on Tuesday, August 18th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Rangers 5-2, the Dodgers over the Royals 4-2, Astros beat the Giants 2-1, the Padres over the Brewers 4-3, the Rays beat the Athletics 8-4, Yankees over the Mariners 10-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In California news, the California High-Speed Rail Authority announced the completion of a highway-grade separate project in Kings County. The overpass is now open to traffic, marking the 62nd structure to be completed in the first 119 miles of active construction. The grade separation will take traffic over an existing canal and future high-speed rail tracks. California public health officials announced they will ignore a vaccine guidance signed by President Donald Trump as an executive order. The new order reduces the number of vaccinations children receive and breaks up the measles, mumps, and rubella shot into three parts. California lawmakers have sent a letter to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission asking them to outlaw a new trend, placing bets on wildfires. On prediction markets such as Polymarket, some users are betting on how much certain fires will burn. Lawmakers are calling for common sense rail guards to prevent people from profiting off the suffering and devastation of others on gambling sites. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Senate version of the Farm Bill was recently marked up but failed to advance out of committee, with most of the sticking points centered on SNAP and an insufficient farm policy safety net. National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy Mike Strands talks about what comes next.
I think throughout August and into September, when Congress comes back from recess, there's going to be some big discussions about how to move forward on farm policy, whether it's to get a farm bill patched together that could pass during lame duck, or to start thinking big about 2027. I mean, the farm bill expires on September 30th. Granted, there's some leeway for a few months there before an expiration really has an impact, but it's really through the end of this year to get moving on a 2026 obviously a 2026 farm bill. And I think that there might be some maneuvers that could be taken to get some things updated through a farm bill in 2026. But a lot of the big issues haven't been addressed yet this year.
Mike Strands with the National Farmers Union. USDA has extended the deadline for farmers to apply for stages 1 and 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program to September 30th. The agency is also giving producers more flexibility when documenting quality losses from 2023 and 2024 natural disasters, allowing the use of verified records and adjusted quality loss percentages in certain cases.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado, for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait. Early registration ends August 14th.
Hi, folks. Here at the Western Egg Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Egg Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Regulatory compliance costs add nearly $24 to every case of wine produced and sold by a small Napa County winery, accounting for about 17.5% of production costs, according to a new study examining the cumulative impact of federal, state, and local regulations on the wine industry. The report, released in July by Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, is the second installment of a broader study commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau. Part one, released earlier this year, found regulatory compliance costs accounted for about 8% of production costs for a small Napa County vineyard and nearly 12.5% for a large vineyard. The new report, authored by Cal Poly agribusiness professors Lynn Hamilton and Michael McCullough, shifts the focus from vineyards to wineries. The study is the first of its kind to document regulatory costs of a Napa County winery, as well as any type of alcoholic beverage production, the authors wrote. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Thursday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, mid 90s Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 61 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks opened higher. Investors now believe it's less likely that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates in September after the producer price index inflation at the wholesale level moderated in July. PPI was flat for the month, up 4.7% for the year. The annual reading is down from June. Computer maker Lenovo, based in China and North Carolina, reported record high revenue in the recent quarter. It was seeing robust demand because of the artificial intelligence buildup. Cisco Systems' profit rose from a year ago, and the computer networking company received $4 billion in artificial intelligence-related orders in the period, though Cisco shares are down 9%. StubHub shares down 15%. They made more from the World Cup, but expenses were higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. But at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited everything for just $35 a line. That's $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Switch to the carrier ranked number one in network coverage and customer satisfaction and get unlimited everything for just $35 a month. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit Consumer Cellular online or in-store today. Price includes $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes and fees apply. Data speeds reduced after 35 gigabytes. Rankings done by 2025 ACSI survey.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane. Luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Don't forget the hearing aid specials. They've got a deal for you. Buy one easy-to-open battery and get one case free. That's all you need to do. Call Hearing Aid Specials today at 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we're ready, we think, for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 1968. Okay, email or text or email into the studio. I'll get it right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
The angels listened in.
Listen.
When they heard
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, Karen's in this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice, KPRL for sound off. And nobody has any idea of what they want their local elected officials to do for the city, in this case, your council, whether it's Atascadero or Templeton. What are you looking for them to do? What do you want them to do? What don't you want them to do? Anybody have any idea other than the basics or the same thing that we hear every election? What do you want most? Have we learned from the past of what we don't want in a elected official, again, particularly your council? We have some interesting races here in Paso Robles that will be, I'm sure, some people will woo you. I'm trying to think of the movie. What's the thing? A Few Good Men, you know, in the beginning, he's going to woo you with these things. He's going to woo you with this and all misdirection and all this other kind of stuff. So how often do you think you got it wrong in a particular candidate? And I'm not talking about your candidate lost, because that happens, you know, both sides. Hey, Democrat won, Republican won, et cetera, et cetera. But how about a candidate that you ended up being really disappointed in? And that could be in a couple of ways. One is right away or down the road. After they had been in office maybe at least one term and they get reelected and you just kind of start to see things go the other way from what they originally, what their original intent, according to what they would say, do. Now, I have seen that a lot over the years, and more so in the first term, because what they promise and what they say they're going to do in many instances doesn't happen. Not that some didn't try. Some have tried, but because of the system, they weren't able to do some things. Others, they were just controlled from the get-go. They sit and they talk tough and nothing. Maybe at the last will and testament of Kevin Will, I'll release the book and let people know. All right. So the other day somebody had mentioned, and it is in the news because I forget the amount of money, but there is rebates or some whatever they call them for electric vehicles here in the state again after the money ran out. So again, it's nice to know that your tax money is going for somebody to buy their first EV. They're not going to do that for if I want to buy a new truck or something like that. No, gas powered. Nope. Nonsense. So how long do you think we're going to be driving gas-powered cars? Chris, you ever thought about that? How long?
I hope a little bit longer, because I find them to be a little bit easier to deal with than electric cars.
Aha. So here's my question. How so?
Well, my dad describes it perfectly. It's in a gas-powered car, especially ones with more mechanical parts, it's a lot easier to fix than an electric car.
Would that depend on the age of the car, though? Because most cars run on, not completely, but they're on computers when something goes wrong.
Certainly. It depends on the age of the car. But even then, I'd still say that most gas-powered vehicles have more mechanical parts than the electric ones. Not only that, but also electric ones, because so much of it is on the computer. When one goes wrong, you know, who knows what the repair process is.
So one little glitch on the computer can just force basically everything not to work, where in some instances in a gas-powered vehicle, combustion engine, that there could be a little something wrong, but it can still go.
Presumably, yes. I've never owned an electric car, but it does, you know, it's probably works the same as some other electronics do, where everything has to be in working order for everything to work. There might be some, you know, minor things here and there that could probably not work, but it sounds like a hassle I'm not willing to deal with.
All right, now, this is from one who does not work on vehicles. I have no desire to. Even if I did, I wouldn't know what I was doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know that our engineer has that...
The Cybertruck.
Yeah, the Jetson-mobile. And I sat in it, and I was absolutely amazed. There's basically nothing in there. I mean, basically.
It looks like there's nothing in there, but at the same time, there's a lot in there, right?
Right, but, you know, he was telling me he doesn't have to take it in for this, he doesn't have to take it in for that, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so, all right, now, many people are just against EVs because they're EVs. Not for any specific reason, because I'm assuming that people such as that, they've never driven one. And I've never driven one, so I don't know the difference as far as the control and the power. So I don't know, but does the thought of not having to go in for an oil change or some of the other things that we have to do, does that sound intriguing to some people? I think it probably does. So anyway, we're going to have the combustible engine around for a long time, simply because... This mandate from 2030 or 35, whatever it is in some states, that more than likely in most instances, it's not going to happen. However, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I've not driven an EV, although I had the opportunity to drive a hybrid last month when my car was hit and the rental company gave me a car. I drove the Camry, which is a hybrid, and I got to say I was really, really astounded by the car. It was quiet. It was solid. It had great acceleration to the electric power, and I got 50 miles to gallon running around town in it.
So that the hybrid is the one that can do both, right?
Yeah, the hybrid's gas, and I think hybrids are the future because we don't need to put in a whole new infrastructure to put charging stations across the country. You can just fill up with gasoline and go.
I drove a hybrid in Florida, and I'm like you. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I said, "Oh, it's what the heck?" I mean, I'm impressed with Toyota. I drive a Tacoma, but this car was to me a great surprise and revelation. I mean, it had all the nice features on the interior, and then when I got on the on ramp there on the freeway, I said, "Well, let me hit the floor on this thing and see what it does." And I was really impressed with the acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, to me, having a car where you step on the gas and wait for the catch up is never going to work for me.
Well,
you need that power to get out of trouble sometimes, or getting, you know, keep getting out of into a bad situation.
No, I was just going to say that. Yeah, you need a little poop to get out of trouble. So that makes perfect sense. But the hybrid would be my choice. Now, here's another thing to think about. If, again, we're going well past our lifetime, most of our lifetimes here, is down the road, if this were ever to come to fruition, is then what happens to everything related to the vehicle industry, your gas stations, your mechanics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And
well, I don't know that we can totally. I think, to quote an old phrase from Rush Limbaugh, I think we're talking symbolism over substance on these EVs, because the majority of the charging stations are not run by anything that's renewable. It's all coal-powered or petrochemical power generators. So we're just changing, we're just removing the exhaust from the tailpipe to a smokestack someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and since we're finding out now we're not going to run out of petroleum, other than the evil people who think we should stop using it, it's never going to go away.
All right, and the technology on these EVs are going to get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with the electric cars, we know there's a problem recycling the batteries. We know if the battery pack dies, you're talking about $25,000 replacement package, which mostly just totals the car. So I'm not sure that they're what they're supposed to be in terms of their future.
Okay, and then there's the, you know, there's been conversation about the mining to get these batteries built.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if we had Greta Thunberg involved, that would be all done.
I don't think both of the things that you mentioned regarding, you know, the smokestacks elsewhere and then the mining gets enough publicity on the damage that some say it does to the earth.
Well, when there's a political agenda involved, logic goes out the window.
Ah, political agenda. Yep. That's some of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Emotions involved, political viewpoints. It's politically correct to want to do electric cars because we're saving the environment, which I'm not quite sure we have any control over the temperature anyway. You know, as long as we can completely stop using petrochemicals here, but the rest of the world wouldn't. You know.
Okay, now that's. Let me just throw this out here for the sake of argument. In the early 70s, I think, or mid 70s, the Johnny Carson show used to do a lot of jokes about beautiful downtown Burbank and the air pollution. Didn't he?
I don't remember. I know I lived in Burbank, and sometimes you couldn't see the foothills, which were less than a mile away.
Now, my understanding is that when the standards were changed in the vehicles regarding the fuel or whatever, that the air got a little cleaner. So, and I'm just saying, if that is true, then do we or do we not have some control?
Well, we have control over maybe the local environment, but worldwide, I think none at all.
Okay.
I grew up in Southern California, and I remember some days in school when we weren't supposed to go outside and exercise because of the air quality, especially when the Santa Ana winds blew all the pollution in from the inland out to the coast. But that's all been resolved now.
Because of man, or
because of their changing in the environmental requirements for that area.
Okay, and there are some areas just because of the topography, they're more prone to that.
Yeah, you get that inversion layer down in Southern California. I can't exactly explain why that happens, but it's very common where the smog gets pushed down to ground level and stays there while the, you know.
Well, okay, so I think President Nixon established the EPA in the late 60s. And one of the things, if you read, at least from what I've read, is that we went in, you know, wherever the places were, and we were able to clean up the rivers or the waterways because we were polluting it.
Absolutely. That's easy to fix. Just stop dumping crap into the river.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So some of it was man-made, then man...
Local interdictions versus global interdictions, I think, are different things. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we get the entire world, China, India, who burn more petrochemicals in a day than we probably burn in a year, there might be a difference.
Well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that's,
no, it's not going to happen.
No. All right, Doc, I got another call. Thank you very much. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Your trains are hybrids. They're diesel electrics. Now, you know why? Because an electric motor has low RPM, high torque. That's how they can move these heavy trains from a dead stop and get it rolling so well. And that's why the electric car can out-accelerate a gasoline car of comparable power.
All right, so you're telling me a Tesla can beat a GTO?
Yes, it can. A Tesla can do 0-60 in 2 seconds.
Hmm. Well, if
that's... One with dual motors, they can stay with a Corvette.
Well, if that's true, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But also, I drove a Tesla when they first came out, and I don't like the automatic thing. That scares me. I like to be in control, and so I would never own an all electric with the automatic control. However, the market has, as you've already surmised, has shifted from all electrics to hybrids because of the distance they have to go before they have to recharge an electric. You can go three times as far before you have to put gasoline engine in, and how long does it take to gas up a car versus that having to recharge an electric? So the shift is to hybrids.
Well, from my understanding, again, our engineer, that there's differences on the type of charging system that you use on how long it takes to fill up your vehicle or, you know, recharge it filling it up. It, you know, for me, it probably takes me, you know, I don't use a credit card, so it probably takes me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes to gas up my truck.
That's right, and there's 3 charging stations at Bank of America. Only one is the high-speed one, and it's used all the time. The other two take at least 20 minutes to 2 hours to charge, depending on how far down you are on your charge. And so the fast-charging one is always in use, and that's the problem. They don't have all fast-charging stations. They got both.
Well, but again, as technology changes, won't that be kind of the standard, the faster charging?
Well, the problem is the non-Tesla cars can't be charged on the Tesla, but Tesla's trying to find a way to overcome that and make it so they can adapt to
well,
all electrics can be charged at the Tesla station. Tesla has more charging stations than anybody else.
I have no doubt that the technology will catch up, just like the car industry. If you looking at the first Model A to what we have now, I mean, it's going to happen.
But it's still going to take at least 20 minutes to charge. And it's just a nuisance of having to wait 20 minutes to charge, even on a fast charge.
Hmm. Well, people will become accustomed to, and it won't be a big deal.
Well, they're also increasing the mileages on the batteries. Tesla actually changed their battery. They're not letting it known to the public. The new Teslas are not prone to burn up like the first ones, catch on fire.
That's right. As I say, technology getting better. All right, we're out of time. We got to go. But before I go, because you mentioned in speed, the GTO and the Tesla, can anybody please tell me when people are at the stoplight on 13th Street and they're going up to Creston Road? Creston Road is 35 miles an hour. Why do people don't use their accelerator when they're going up that first part? People are going 18, 19, 25 miles an hour. Why is it so hard to just press down on the gas and go up the hill a little faster? It doesn't take rocket science to do that. Heck, we had a kid the other day on an electric bike going past us.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Department of Agriculture awaits a measure completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter in a local nursery. The GWSS is an invasive insect that can pose a serious threat to vineyards. The department confirmed there was no additional GWSS or evidence of established populations. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. The fire was stopped to the room of origin, and the cause was an electric exhaust fan. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Angelosia, big shakeup at the White House. Caroline Leavitt leaving her post as press secretary at the end of the month to focus on taking care of her kids.
The president says Caroline will now be one of my top outside advisors and an influential voice within the Republican Party as we work to defy history and conclusively win the midterm elections.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Now the Department of Homeland Security is going to provide electric shock gloves to immigration enforcement agents. Border Czar Tom Homan told Fox.
So the glove is, you know, the latest thing they're looking at to help in situations. You've seen the videos in the past year and a half, the fights on the street where officers are overwhelmed. This would be a tool they can use to make someone compliant.
But the ACLU is calling all of this a recipe for harm to the public. America is listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast. So don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then some sunshine. Low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. We'll hit the upper 70s with that sunshine coming a little bit later on your Friday. Low 80s on Saturday. Mid-80s Sunday. Upper 80s on Monday. Tuesday, low to mid-90s Tuesday, Wednesday, and next Thursday. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:21 a.m., 7:56 p.m. We are at 62, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit, a Paso Robles restaurant. Indeed, Colony Days, the parade, and annual community celebration is coming up Saturday, October 17th, and the parade starts at 10, goes till about 2, followed by a full day of the fall festivities in downtown. It's a full weekend of entertainment, community pride, and family fun, and the event is free and open to the public. So remember, and the 6th annual, in conjunction, the Fall Fest, is the 3-day, 16th through the 18th, but you don't want to miss the parade on the 17th. So get ready for it. It's coming October 17th. Also coming, the 2026 Pioneer Day Games. That's the third annual, and as I've mentioned over and over and over again, it is a hoot. Saturday, the 10th of October at the main 3 o'clock at the main grandstand in Paso Robles, and it is your opportunity, if you'd like to find out what events are there and you'd like to be in them, or you'd like to help sponsor it, just go to PasaRobles PioneerDay.org. Or if you run into John Fuller somewhere, grab him aside and ask some more. But it is, it's well worth it. It's just so much fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Something for you every day. For example, they have lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. We have 5.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. Yeah, you talk about some good customer service, personal touch. They've got it. All right, happy birthday to Mary Jane Teethworth, or Tethworth, something like that anyway. Kaylin Brianna McKee, Tanya Jones, Cynthia Gonzalez, Kelly Marie Otto, Brenda Jensen, Pat Volpe, Mike Luther, Gary Lair, Yvette Silva, Matthew Magar, Lars Brunenick, and we have Jerry Rodier. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, Annie Oakley, 1860-1926, from the Wizard of Oz of Iowa, King of the Forest. Bert Lahr, 1895-1967. Good evening. I did it wrong again. Alfred Hitchcock, I messed that up. 1899-1980. Okay. Who else do we have on here? Oh, one of the great golfers of all time, Ben Hogan, 1912-1997. George Shearing, the pianist, 2011. Neville Brand, the actor, 1920-1992. Pat Harrington from One Day at a Time, 1929-2016. Tiny Bubbles, Don Ho, 1930-2007. Just a cool nickname, Mudcat. James Mudcat Grant, pitcher. Pretty good one, too. 1935-2021, and another good pitcher, Tony Clowinger. 1940-2018. Mm-hmm. Ooh, one of the best hockey players of all time, Bobby Clark. 1949 from Paper Lace, Cliff Fish. They inflicted that stupid song The Night Chicago Died. He was born in 1949. A little bit of a thumper. Andre Thornton played with the Cubs and others, 1949. Jeff Altman, the comedian and actor, 1951. Dan Fogelberg, leader of the band, is a really good song. He was born in 1951. Dan passed away in 2007. Danny Bonaduce from the Partridge Family. Danny, rather, 1959. I'm going to say he starred in Seinfeld, but he didn't. But there is a episode when he's brought up. Jay Buhner played for the Yankees and the Mariners. He was born in 1964. Yes, indeed. Chris Dishman, defensive back out of Louisville, 1965. Went to high school there anyway. And Sebastian Stan, the actor, 1982. All right. Passing away on this day. Ooh! Julia Child, 2004. H.G. Wells, 1946. Florence Nightingale, from another movie, what, Meet the Parents, I think, or something like that. 1910. Helen Gurley Brown, and one of the greatest baseball players who ever lived, the Commerce Comet. Mickey Mantle passed this way day in 1995. That's it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Quite a career. He was captain of the Flyers from 82 to 84, and also before that, a couple of Stanley Cup champions, had three 100-point seasons, twice leading the league in assists, and best defensive, one of the best defensive forwards of all time, a three-time Hart Trophy winner. He did it all in hockey. He did it all in hockey. Mr. Bobby Clark goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th from 7 to 9 a.m. The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session will also include dispatch staff. Today is the first day of school for the Paso Robles Joint Unified District, Almond Acres Charter Academy, Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Shandon School Districts. Students in the Templeton Unified School District will start school on Tuesday, August 18th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
During his career, he had 1,210 points in 1,144 games. That's not too shabby. And after he retired, immediately after he retired, he became general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers. And he did that for the next 19 years. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.